first to Orlando, Florida. LBC's US correspondent is Steve Mort, and he can bring us up to date with the change of Tropical Storm Hermine into a hurricane. It's expected to be a hurricane that makes landfall in Florida rather soon. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Chief.
Well, what can you tell us about the progress of this now hurricane?
Well, we expect it to make landfall in what they call the Big Bend of Florida. That's the part of the state on the west coast, on the Gulf of Mexico coast, where it sort of bends towards the west. We expect it to make landfall in about an hour or so. The National Weather Service here in the United States updated fairly recently on the speed. Sustained winds now have increased from 75 to 80 miles an hour. That was the news from one of those Hurricane Hunter planes that go into the eye of the hurricane or the eye wall and find out what the maximum sustained winds are. So it's a good strength Category 1 storm, which is on the low end of the hurricane spectrum, but when it hits populated areas, houses, trees, that kind of thing, a Category 1 hurricane can still do a pretty significant damage. At the moment, the outer bands of that hurricane, those are the, you know, if you think about looking at a hurricane from space, you see what sort of looks like kind of a spiraling Milky Way type arms that come out of it. Those are now belting parts of the Gulf Coast, and in fact, as far inland as Orlando, we've had some pretty heavy squall lines come through here, gusty winds. At the moment, all is quiet, although we did have some pretty gusty winds just a few moments ago. So these things come in fits and starts, but we're expecting a landfall within the next hour or so.
And the governor of the state taking this seriously, it's Governor Rick Scott. He's declared a state of emergency in a number of counties. And he points out that Florida hasn't had a hurricane in years, over a decade, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, 11 years. And they talk about hurricane amnesia, where people forget exactly how bad it is. And in fact, the year that I moved to Florida in 2004, we had three hurricanes came over us, right over the top of us here in Orlando, and it was very, very bad. You know, we went for weeks without electricity, but there hasn't been one in about 11 years. And since then, the state has grown significantly in population terms, and a lot of people who didn't live here during those times have subsequently moved to the area and are not really familiar with those kinds of precautions. So for that reason, the emergency management folks here in Florida sometimes even exaggerate the risks in order to get people to pay attention. I'm not saying they're exaggerating risks this time. It's always a good idea to have hurricane supplies on hand, particularly between sort of September and November time, the peak time for the Atlantic hurricane season. Rick Scott saying that there was a state, or declaring a state of emergency, I should say, in 51 counties. And what that does is it frees up resources should there be any devastation, should there be damage, and allows those resources to get into place quickly.
We hope, of course, that that does not arise to any significant degree, but we cannot pretend that this is not a very, very highly politicized environment. Florida, of course, is a swing state. It's a couple of months away from the presidential election. Would we expect to see the two main candidates responding to this, perhaps with a visit to Florida?
Yeah, that kind of really does depend upon the damage, of course. We saw Donald Trump visiting the flooded city of Baton Rouge in Louisiana after the devastating floods that hit that area. Hillary Clinton didn't make a visit. In fact, Donald Trump made a visit there before the president, Barack Obama, actually made a visit there. It was good optics for Trump, let's just say that. He brought in, you know, a truckload of food aid for the residents there. That certainly, he hoped, would play well. The governor of the state of Louisiana, in fact, did end up criticizing him for sort of causing more of a distraction than help. So whether or not you'll see them come down this time really depends on a number of things. The governor of this state, Rick Scott, is in fact a big Donald Trump fan, so probably whatever his advice is, probably what that candidate will do.
Didn't he run himself, or attempt to run himself as president?
Well, there was talk that he might, but he hasn't. Rick Scott is a deeply unpopular governor in this state, it must be said. He won by a very narrow margin when he came up for re-election at the last election, and he was running against somebody who was equally, if not more, unpopular. I mean, I don't know if this rings any bells to you, but we're looking at a very similar scenario this time in this election. But he ran against a chap called Charlie Crist, who was a former Republican governor of this state. Then he became an independent, and then he became a Democrat. And people kind of tend to punish you if you change your colors too much. And they certainly did on this occasion, and gave Rick Scott another go-round. But his polling numbers are always very low. His job approval's always very low. So, you know, if he did decide to run for president, he'd have a pretty poor chance.
Well, I mean, we hope that this is all irrelevant. We hope that there is no need for any politician to descend in Florida, because we hope there is no emergency situation that arises as a consequence of the upgraded tropical storm Hermine, which is now a hurricane expected to make landfall in the state of Florida within the next hour or so. Steve Mott, thank you for that. LBC's US correspondent in Orlando, in Florida. And of course, we'll keep you up to date with the progress of that hurricane as it makes its way towards the coast of the USA.